You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. Falling oil prices may be good for consumers at the pump, but they also have people in Kern County, where much of the economy is based on the oil industry, worried. John Cox covers the energy industry for the Bakersfield Californian and joins us now on our Look Ahead at 2015 program. John, welcome.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
What's the mood right now in the energy sector in Kern County with the news that oil dropped below $50 a barrel yesterday? What is the mood today?
Well, there's a lot of anticipation. It's pretty clear that layoffs are coming. There have already been layoffs, more ahead, and it more than likely will not be a quick recovery.
And what's the immediate consequence? You're saying we're seeing layoffs already again. These prices started to drop about midway through 2014. Are we seeing cutbacks in production across the board? Is it a particular type of producer? Are the big players cutting back? Are the small guys cutting back? What's happening on the ground?
Well, we don't see the production numbers yet. Those usually take a while before we get the final results on this. And the larger producers don't respond as quickly. They have long-term plans, and they try to continue with their work as they have historically. They do make adjustments, but not as much as the medium-sized and the smaller producers, which tend to be very quick to pull the lever when they see that their revenues are decreasing. And so they've decided that in many cases they're going to stop drilling. They're going to switch to maintenance mode, which employs fewer people. But really they have less of an incentive even to do that, to invest money into their oil fields at a time when they're getting about half what they were for their oil as recently in July. And I'd like to add, you brought up a good point that these prices have been sliding for a while. But the way the oil industry works is you set out your annual budget for the year ahead. It begins in January. And this decline has not really hit until very recently, simply because these companies have been writing through their 2014 budget, and some have decided to wait a little bit before being sure that their 2015 budget is going to be drastic cuts. But now that it's come and it's looking like these prices are here for a while longer, many of these companies are hitting back. We just got news last week of 700 layoffs from a single company, a Canadian company, Ensign Energy Services. We expect to see many more companies file layoff notices.
And it's not just the production companies themselves, but also the companies that sell the supplies and equipment and services to the production companies, those multiplier jobs. How concerned are county officials, economic development officials overall? This also could impact down the road the county's property tax base, could it not?
Absolutely, and it probably will. I'm hearing from our government reporters that the county is very anxiously watching the price of oil here. Here we are at the start of January. Likely the valuations of the oil properties, which is the single biggest generator of property tax revenues in Kern County, those are going to be falling significantly. It is going to mean millions of dollars less of property tax revenue here in Kern County.
Is there a particular price per barrel that Kern County producers need to see in order to be able to turn a profit? Is there a particular number they have their eye on? Certainly, it sounds like people don't like the sound of $50 in the industry. People who are at the gas pump love it, but the other way around, are they looking for a particular number that is like their threshold or something like that?
Good question. I spoke with some of the folks in the local industry here, and there's at least two different price points depending what kind of oil producing. If you've got a traditional well that's vertical and doesn't require steam injection or water flood fracking, what have you, then $50 might be your cutoff point. After that, you're losing money. For those that require maybe engineered sort of production, that can be higher. That can be $65 a barrel. On the other hand, if you're one of those guys who are producing with steam flood, which is a more involved, complex process to both to dry the oil up and to soften up the oil, the heavy oil we have here, you can't just turn off your steam flood very quickly and respond the way the smaller companies can, because you've invested a lot of money in that. If you turn off that steam generation, you're going to lose a lot of your investment. And as some of the oil guys that tell me, you're going to need money, and you're going to have to take the price you get for a while here. And for those folks who are, you know, thinking historically and seeing, well, $50 a barrel isn't so bad, they can remember back to, you know, the 90s and even the early 2000s, where it was, you know, less than $15 a barrel. The difference is that the price of producing oil has gone up. These oil field service companies, they face higher costs. They raise their prices, so it's no longer the case where you can make a pretty good living at $20-$30 a barrel.
It's not just oil producers, but also alternative energy companies that are concerned. Kern County has a number of wind farms. Solar is also a big thing. Are you seeing any concerns there about an overall drop in energy prices, how it might affect people outside of oil itself?
Well, we have seen that, not so much from the renewable energy companies who tend to have contracts with the utilities that are paying fairly good prices because they're under mandate from the state to buy renewable energy. Where we're seeing the effect immediately here of the higher oil prices is in commercial real estate. We've already seen a number of fairly large development projects, either leasing or new construction, falling through as a result of word that oil prices are down and may stay down for a while. I've heard from a few different brokers who tell me that some of the large companies, Chevron and such, have already shelved some significant projects. We expect to see more of that, which is a concern. Bakersfield, you know, we rely a lot on oil here. It's our biggest single industry. Agriculture also strong, and Kern County has tried over the past couple of decades to diversify its economy and has scored successes. But here we are now. Oil carried us very well through the Great Recession. Now it's time for us to find out whether our economy is strong enough to weather this price. It remains to be seen.
We have just a couple minutes left with John Cox with Bakersfield, Californian. This drop in oil prices also happens at the same time that one of Kern County's biggest oil producers spun off its California assets. Oxy now has all of its California assets in a new company called California Resources. How is that faring, especially given all of the changes in the energy market? Is that are there concerns there?
There are concerns, and CRC, as they're calling themselves, has told us that they do expect to make cutbacks. We're probably not going to hear about them as soon as they happen, but eventually they'll be reported to the state, and we'll see that. CRC is in a somewhat enviable position, I guess, in that they're fairly diverse in California. They have already begun to transition from investment in the lighter oil to investment in the heavier oil. Apparently they've cut off some of their work on the more traditional lighter oil. And I'm wondering if perhaps the reason they've made heavy oil a focus of theirs is just that you can't sort of turn off those steam floods, as we were talking about here. So they're able to transition, and companies like Chevron and Era Energy here in Bakersfield, they're able to get through this. They have different scenarios they lay out. That's just not the case with the smaller companies that, unlike CRC, have got several fields, and they're going to have to lay off their crews. They're going to have to stop contracting work, and that's going to ripple throughout the economy in terms of money that is spent on other things by folks who work in the oil fields.
One last question before we go. Are we going to see a reduction in oil by rail coming in? Because that's been such a controversial issue, especially in Kern County. Does that continue at its current pace, or does that also drop off?
That's a very good question. I am not certain what we're going to see there. Oil prices are down across the country. If we are buying our oil from, let's say, Texas and bringing it over here, it could be that the marginal difference is going to impact the profitability of paying for that transportation, because that's what you're doing. That could actually be a good thing for Kern County Oil. Some of the oil producers here have been leery of those oil trains coming coming in because they undercut prices here, if that marginal difference makes those oil trains less economical, that will be at least a little bit better for the local oil producers.
We've been talking with John Cox, energy reporter for the Bakersfield, California today, looking ahead at the Valley's economy for 2015 and the oil industry in particular. John, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Joe.